We're starting the new perek today. Daf Ayin Dalad Omid Aleph Perek Ketzat Soilin. Zog the Mishnah. Ketzat Soilin is a Pesach. How do we roast the common Pesach? The Torah says, Tzli Eish Roishoy HaKrov. It has to be roasted. Tzli Eish. Roishoy means the head, together with the krov, with the legs. Now, you really cut off the legs, and you place it inside. We'll see in the Mishnah. So Ketzat Soilin is a Pesach. How do you roast the common Pesach? Mevin shpoid shalgimon. You bring a shpoid. A shpoid is a stick. Shalgimon. Made from a pomegranate tree. That means the branch of a pomegranate tree. That is going to be the spittle. You know the spit where you put the meat on? So that is where it's going to roast above the fire. You put the behema through this shpoid of gimon. And you stick the shpoid through his mouth. Ad base nekuvosoi. All the way till the back. Now, we know that the Korban Pesach was already cleaned out from the Peresh, so it's empty, the inside. The Mishnah says in the beginning of Elu Dvorim, Legabe, what's Doicha Shabbos? So Michui Krovov is Doicha Shabbos. Hadochas Krovov is not. But at the end of the day, before you toil it, so then the Hadocha was done, the Michui was done, the Peresh is out, it's cleaned out. So now you can stick the spoid straight in from the mouth all the way to the back to the base of the kavosai. So you take of it inside. V'noisen es krov. Now the legs you cut off. V'noisen es krov. The legs ves b'nei meyov and the innards l'toichoi inside the hollow intestine, so to speak, of the Korban Pesach, the cavity, because you took everything out, but that you put inside now.
But how do you put it in? You have to open up.
You do open it. Yeah, you do open it. Of course, how else do you do Hadocha Michui Krovov? And how do you take out the Emerin? All that, you have to open up the stomach, take out everything, and you Teuchav inside. So now you Teuchav it inside after you took everything in, out. So, V'Teuchav L'Teuchpiv at Beis L'Kovoise, V'Noisen Es Krov Es B'nei Meov L'Teuchav in that hollow cavity. Divir Rabbi Yosi HaGlili. So Rabbi Yosi HaGlili Shita is that when you do a Mice of Tzli Eish, it's Tzli means on the fire. What's in between Bishel and Tzli? The general difference between cooking and roasting is on the fire. Bishul is in a pot on the fire. That means the food is not directly on the fire, it's in a pot on the fire. So the Chiddush of Yosi HaGlili is, when the Torah says, Tzli Eish Roish Al Krovov, Roish Al Krov, it means you roast it, even though the krov, the legs, are not being roasted directly on the fire. They're inside the animals. You put it inside. So it's still called that you're roasting that also, because that's what the Torah describes. The Torah says, Tzli Eish Roish Al Krov, then you put it inside. So the Chiddush is, even if you put it in, it's still called a Maaseh Tzli on that also. That's one way of understanding, because the Torah Gufa says Roish Al Krov. Another way is, if you have a fat piece of meat, is that not called that you're being tzoil it just because it's fat? The inner layer is not called being on the fire? Of course it is. So mainly he looks at it the same way. He looks at Roishoy Krov and Bnei Meyov that are inside. Not Roishoy. He looks at Krov and Bnei Meyov that are inside, just like a fat piece of meat. The fat piece of meat doesn't take away from the Maaseh Tzliya. It's inside because the Machlok is in the Mishnah. Rabbi Kiva Omer, no, that's not called roasting. Kamin Bishul Hu. That's like a Bishul. Bishul, we said, is when they're not directly on the fire, but it's in the pot. So right now, the Krov and Bnei Me'ev that are inside is like it being Mavashal inside the pot. What's the pot? The animal itself. Kamin Bishul Hu's there. Ella, what do you do with the Krov and Bnei Me'ev? Ella, Toilin Chutzaloi. You hang it up outside of the animal. You have the animal on the spit, and then you take the Roish and Krov and you stick it in afterwards, it's going to look like a helmet. You put it on the top of the animal with the Roish and with the Krov and Bnei Meyov sticking on the spittle itself. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Ein Zoylenis HaPesach. When you take a spit and you Zoylen the Pesach, it's very specific that the Mishnah says a spoit shel rimon. Ein Zoylenis HaPesach loyal ha-spoit. You can't just take a metal spit, because a metal spit, what happens is, the Gemara is going to say that chamik tzosik cham kuloi. If you're going to have metal, so the metal that's going to get hot from the fire that's sticking out of the animal, that part is going to heat up the inside also. And then the animal will get heated up from the metal and not from the tzliyesh. Not from the fire, it'll be from the metal that's being heated up, from the outside that in turn has transfers the heat to the inside.
That's good.
That's not good.
That's not good.
You cannot use metal. It has to be heated directly from the tzliyesh. Mashenk in the metal, it transfers the heat. We'll see in the Mishnah. Zog the Mishnah. Ain't son it's a pesach loy lashpoid. Mashenkin, if you're mischamim ayde yeshpoid, so then the spit is made out of metal, it's a problem. Veloy la askalo. Askalo is a regular grill. Vita, because the metal is going to heat it up. Omreb tzodik, mais ibrim gamliel. There was a mais ibrim gamliel. She omele tevi avdo. He told tevi is eved. Say vitzolel on it's a pesach ala askalo. Go be tzolel the pesach. Go be tzolel the pesach on the askalo. So the Rishash points out. What's Rav Gamliel is arguing? So some want to say Rav Gamliel was after the Chum Beis Hamikdash. Someone when I'm being arrived from here, that he was makav a korban tzibur even after the Churban. Others say the Rishash says that Rav Gamliel was after the Churban. He wasn't being makav a korban Pesach. What he did was is that he was noyag. There's different makam shenagu. He was noyag even after the Churban to eat the gedim kulus zechel korban Pesach, and that's what he did. So, and he taka argues on the askel part, that the Gemara is going to say. But Lemaisa, what did he be'etzim do? It's after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Either makrivin, korban, tzibur, even after the Churban, or because he pushed that was his minik to eat zechel korban pesach, we don't. We don't eat anything tzli. But that's all because of Makam Shenagu. He was not he has to eat. What did you say? No, I just explained why. We'll see in the Gemara, we'll see the Rashi. Zog Rashi. Shpoid, what's wrong with Shpoid? Shpoid shall baza confash gemara shamateches metal. Kshemischamim mikzosoi. When the outside gets heated up by the fire, mischamim kula, the inside get heated up too. When nitzla pesach michoim ashpoid, then the pesach is roasted now. It's not roasted. It's warmed up because of the heat of the shpoid. Heat is metal is a transfer. So, shabetoichoi, shapnimi mischamim de kzosoi achitzoin. Vavle pesach tzli machmas dovacher. It's a tzli machmas dovacher, not machmas de esh. That's a concern with metal. Metal, grill, shpoid is a problem. Rimoin is not, because that's eitz. Eitz is not a heat transfer. Eitz doesn't transfer heat from the outside hot, the inside doesn't become hot. Zog the Gemara, v'nesi shel mateches. The Gemara's kasha is, why takanat? Why can't you use metal? And for the Gemara, like Rashi explained, I did the cham miktsosoy, once part of it becomes hot, and since metal is a transfer of heat, so cham kuloi, so the inside becomes hot, and then it's going to end up being tzli machmas dova acher, and not tzli machmas esh. V'komatvi machmas ashpoid, and it gets heated up because of the shpoid, and not because of the esh. It has to be roasted on the fire, not heated because of metal. V'achmona omar, tzli esh, v'loi tzli machmas dova acher. Frek di gemara kasha, v'neisi shel dekel. Okay, so en chanami, you can't have metal. So you're using a tree branch. A spoid made up from a tree. So why do you punkt spoid shall limo in a pomegranate? What's wrong with a palm tree's branch? Venesi shall dekel. Zokmara Aidi the Islay Shivi. You know a palm tree has different layers, different grooves. So the layers have moist inside. So if it has moist inside, mapik maya, it gives off water. We're looking for tzli. Tzli means roasted. No shaykhah to water. And it has liquid moist in there. So havakam avushal. So that's why you can't use a palm dekel. What about a fig tree? Since it's hollow inside, so mapik maya, so vaita, it brings off the sap of the tree. Vaita is going to be considered maisa bishal. Vavalekam avushal. Aloin shall choy v'shal shikma. Different trees. Aloin is an oak tree. Choy is a carob tree, a boxer. Shal shikma is a sakama tree. So all these different trees enter the Gemara. Vice says they're not hollow. Enter the Gemara. No. Ayri di isbe kitra mapik maya. It also has nuts. And those nuts have moist inside. So it's mapik maya. Frek di Gemara. Shal rimoy nami isbe kitra. A pomegranate tree also has kitra. So ibezo it also has these nuts. So vaita should be a problem of mevushal, of bishal and not tzliya. Zog the Gemara, shaya kitra. By the riman tree, the kitra, those nuts, are very smooth. They're glat. So they're smooth, so they don't protrude. There's no mayim over there. That's one teretz. V'ibo yisema benavgo ba'ashato. It's smooth. I mean, when it's a bumpy type of knot, so then it's moist smooth inside. But if it's smooth, so
it's
then
straight.
It's straight. So then it does, that type of kitra that it has is very minimal. It doesn't protrude any water. There's nothing. There's no moist in there. Another teretz, v'ibo yisema benavgo ba'ashato deles bekitra. We talk about a pomegranate tree that's only 1 year old. So because it's so young, it taka does have kitra, and it's taka smooth. Another reason why it's smooth, be'etzem, because even if eventually it might have kitra that has water, moist in air, but this one doesn't because it's a young one. Frag the Gemara. Vo'ika be'paske. Be'paske means the place that you, the roish of the spoid. The spoid is made, the spit is made from this bark, from this branch. So the roish of the spoit is the makam of the chtach. Whenever you cut something, so the sap inside. So the roish achtach, the place that you cut lemaisa sap inside, oy bezol, end up being that it's a maisa bishel and not a maisa sliya. The gemara of ikabe paska, the mapik leve, enter the gezok gemara, the mapik leve paska levar. The spoids roish is going to be made sure it's going to be lebar. It's going to be out of the area of the Karban Pesach. The behema, the animal is not going to be tochuv over there. It's going to be extended. The spoid is going to extend away from there, so it won't have any shakas to the ma'aser bishul, even if this moist over there. Zog the Gemara, masnisin the loy kirab Yehuda. Our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Why is it not like Rabbi Yehuda? The Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Oimel, kishem sheshpoit shel eitz ena nisraf. If you have a spit and you have it made out of wood, it's on a fire, 1,000 degrees. The animal's getting roasted, and lo and behold, the spoit is not going to get burnt. Why is it not getting burnt? Because the animal is megin, wood usually burns, right? Wood is the best thing that burns. How come it doesn't burn? The animal's megin on it. So Zakhar Yehuda, kishem sheshpoit shel eitz ena nisraf, just like the spoit of the eitz is not nisraf, kach spoit shel mateches ena martiach. So if it's not martiach, you have no problem of using metal. Because what's the whole vart? It gets heated up. We'll see soon. Like on the outside. But if the vart in the animal being megan on the inside of the spoid, and that's why the wood is not burning, so Zakhar Yehuda, just like it's megan on the wood, it's also megan on the metal. So if it's not martiach, so it's not considered tzliya machmas dova acher. We'll see the Gemara's teretz. Let's see Rashi. Kishem shashpoit shel eitz, kishatoyle noise betanur, umechusa betle, it's covered with the tle. E masha betoichatle nisraf, shatle megin olov, kach shpoit shel mateches, e masha betoichatle martiach, machmas choy miktsosoy, hayoitze chutzetle. Zog Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda holds, even the outside part that is over the fire, that's out of the animal, we learned in the Mishnah, Cham Iktsosa, Cham Kuloi, the inside gets heated up, it's a transfer. He says, no. Just like the inside of the wood does not get heated up because the Tleh is Megan, so too, even if the outside, the corners of the metal get heated up, we don't say Cham Iktsosa, Cham Kuloi, because the Tleh is Megan and it doesn't heat up from what's Chutz the Tleh to the inside of the Tleh. Om Guloi, so they told him there's a fundamental difference. Ze Cham Iktsosa, Cham Kuloi. There's a difference in the type of spit you're using. If it's a metal one, it's a heat transfer. So you say chamik tzos on the outside, and Megan is not going to help you. Mashenka by wood, Megan will help you. And you don't say chamik tzos, cham kuloi. So mele the tle is Megan. So Grashi, om guloi, af api she'en p'nimi shel eitz nisraf. You're right, the inside of the eitz is not nisraf. It does get hot. It's not going to heat it up, get heated up inside because of the outside. So it remains tliyesh, the tles tliyesh. Even that which is covered is also going to get martiach. Hilkach, havelet slishpoid. So the inside is going to be called slishpoid. It's not going to be called Tzliyesh, it's going to be called Tzlishpoid.
Metal transfers heat and wood does not.
Correct. That's the difference. Metal transfers heat and wood does not. So here it can be Megan and the inside is going to stay room temperature, and here it's going to get heated up because of Chamik Tzosach Cham Kuloi. And don't tell me It's Megan. Megan doesn't have to do with the fact that you have a heat transfer, and that's what the Mishnah Gemara says. Masis and the like Reb Yehuda. Now this din of chamik tzosoy cham kuloi is there's two dais in the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeis Simen Tzadi Dalet, and the Bishayse brings two dais also. If let's say very practical case, if someone takes a milchik, a spoon, this parak is going to be about all these halachas of Yoredei. If you take a milchik, a spoon, and you put it into a fleishik, a pot that's being cooked on a fire with meat. So we're talking about a ben yoyim, we're talking about a real milchik. So the opposite, a fleishik spoon in a milchik dish that's being cooked on a fire. So now if you want to handle mitzat bittel, zok the beis yosef 2 days, the mechaber says 2 days. One day is that you have to have shishim, kneget, the part that went inside the metal, inside the pot. Let's say the spoon, only the spoon part, but not the handle didn't go in. So you have to have shishim, kneget, that area, if you want to handle bittel of the bos and the cholov. That's one day, because that's what went in. The other day, he says, no. Since the din of chamik tzos cham kuloi, so you have to have shishim, can I get the whole spoon? Even if the whole spoon did not go in. Because since chamik tzos cham kuloi, it's matiach, so you'd been vatli, you have to have an ganze zach. The other day holds, he doesn't argue on chamik tzos cham kuloi. The other day holds, avada chamik tzos cham kuloi. But you only need a bitl on that which went in. But only that which went in is only poilet. So yes, it becomes hot, and yes, there's a heat transfer. But you're worried about the plita of the milchiks or the fleishiks into one another. It's only being poilet on that which goes in b'metzias, and not on the chamik tzosacham kuloi part. But that's 2 days in Shulchan
Aruch. What's the one that holds chamik tzosacham?
Everyone holds chamik tzosacham kuloi.
No, but it's not. Why does he hold that? Even the one that's sticking out of the pot.
Because he holds like this. He holds like this. You understand the day that says you only look at what's poilet, what goes in b'metzias.
Right.
But what stays out is not poilet. Right. The other day holds, since you say chamik tzosacham kuloi, so since it's one piece, it's all getting hot, so it goes in, the flavor, even from the handle that's out, since it's one connection, it's chamik tzosacham kuloi, it transfers all the way into the pot.
So
that's
the
2 days. You're asking if the mechalik and the metzias. They're not arguing chamik tzosoy. Everyone agrees chamik tzosoy.
Yeah,
the question is, do you say chamik tzosoy cham kuloi? Right. Do you say chamik tzosoy cham kuloi? Do you say because chamik tzosoy cham kuloi, so it's poilet even that which is not in? Or do you say it's only poilet that which goes in, which is the metzias in, even if chamik tzosoy cham kuloi? 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. Zok the Gemara weiter. V'noisin es kov. And you take the legs, there's been a me'eov,
letoichoy. If it really doesn't go in, even the whole one that holds that it sticks out doesn't go in, but he holds there's a connection.
That's what I said.
And
right.
Since there's a connection.
So we'll count that also towards
it.
I mean, you're saying they're not choylik in the Metzias.
Right.
They're not choylik in the Metzias. The Metzias, I've added a plita is only from here. But you measure for the shishim, because of chamik tzoskam kulo, you measure that
the
part
connection.
Also. Very good. V'noisin es kov, you take the kov, the legs, and b'nemeyev letoichoy, inside. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Haglili. And Rabbi Kiva said, that's called bishul. You have to be toilam mechutzalo. Zogma Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, Koreyu, Toich Toich. Rabbi Shmuel called the Korban Pesach, Toich Toich. Now, Toich Toich, Tuch Tuch, is when you ever put a kettle on the fire and it starts boiling. So you hear the water being moved, Tuch Tuch. So he says, even though according to Rabbi Yisak Lili, it's called the Maisa Tzliya, but the Maisa, it has the same ramifications and the same noise that it makes, like Maisa Bishul, because the Maisa you have the Krov and the Me'ev inside, so Mele makes a sound of Tuch Tuch. So he called this Tzliya Tuch Tuch, even though he doesn't call it Bishul, but it's like a sound of Bishul. Tanya Rabbi Shmuel Koreyu Tuch 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 Tuch. Reb Tafe Koreyu Gdima Kulus. Reb Tafe called it Gdima Kulus. Now Mekulus, we'll see Rashi, it means like a helmet. If you have a helmet, a warrior wears a helmet. So when you take the krov and the b'me'ev, and like Rabbi Kiva says, that you put it toil in chutzala, so it's like a helmet on the animal.
You put it on the animal, or you put it on the shvud next to the animal?
On the shvud next to the animal, that same animal now has like a helmet. If you have the animal...
You have the animal and you have the feet.
No, you have the feet and you have the head. You put it by the head. Since you stick the legs and the bnei meiv on the outside of the shpoid, so it's like a helmet on the animal's head. Zot Rashi.
On the shvoid, not on the animal.
On the shvoid. The shvoid now is touching the animal. So it's on the animal. It's like a helmet on the animal. Zog Rashi. Rabbi Shmuel, koreu toich toich, the noise in the toich is svirelei. Since he holds like you put it inside, like a Yosef Lili, uksam ha-tichin, who is bashim ha-toich, and nishma koil ha-tichin, it's on toich toich. It's, you hear the noise of tuch tuch. Kekoil ha-sir. That's one pshat. Lish ha-china, kosa besvorim yishonim, tich ba loshen toich ubar. Kaloimar, memulim mibifnim v'nir mibichutz. You never have a stuffed chicken. It's the inside is stuffed and the outside it looks fatter. So that's called toich toich. Toich mach means toich ubar. Toich ubar means it's inside stuffed and it's nearer from the outside. Kein shema malin gdiin v'tani goylin shalonu v'dugma gabi gabi gail chomit trein asuiz. So the point is, it's like a stuffed animal. It's called toich ubar. Toich ubar, the inside, and it's nicker from the outside. So that's one pshat. That's how Rabbi Shmuel called it. Rabbi Tarfin called it Gdima Kulas. Zog Rashi Mekulas. Loshen Koiva Nechoshes. A metal helmet. The Metagaminon Kulso de Nachsho. The Svirale Toilin Lamala Beroshoi. He holds you stick it onto the spit. Lamala Beroshoi, where the head of the animal is. Venirim Koiva Nechoshes. Al Rosh Gibor. Like a helmet of a warrior. Zog the Gemara Tonne Rabbonon. Ezu Gdima Kulas. The Osu Lecho Beleil Pesach Bezman Hazeh. Now, bizman hazeh, we don't eat any tzli. There's mokem shenogu. Rashi right away goes, says this is going on the tzad of mokem shenogu. And Gamliel ate. His minig was to eat. But ezed gdima kulas that we do not eat beleil pesach bizman hazeh, it has to be similar to the korban pesach. So kol shetzolei kula keechod. That means that the animal, besides the legs are cut, but the animal itself is one piece. That's how they were tzolei the korban pesach. So that's how they tzolei the korban pesach. So in order not to be over on bizman hazeh, to have its li, it has to be mekulas, a whole animal, minus the legs, minus the part you cut off. So again, zok dimar tana rabbanon ezik di mekulas also lechem bezalel pesach bizman hazeh kol shetzolei kula keechod. However, nechtach mimenu aver, if one aver is already caught, or nishlak mimenu aver. Now the Gemara assumes right now in the Havamina that it's cut and it's not roasted, but it's cooked. It's cooked. It's cut and cooked. So cooked is not called sli. Ain't zek di mekulas. So the Gemara right away asks, if you tell me if it's cut and cooked, cut and roasted is not called mekulas because it's not one piece. So you need to tell me cut and cooked. Hashto de yesh loyma. Nechtach menu ever. Da'afgav de komatvilei. Bahadei amrit loy. If it's cut, even though it's roasted, don't consider it mekulas because not a whole animal. So nishlak mi boy, you need to tell me when it's cut and cooked. It's be'etzem echisam because it's already cut. What do you come on to cooked? Answer the Gemara, no, it's two cases. Omrav sheshesh, sheshalka b'mechuber. That means there's two ways that you can roast it. One is, meaning there's two, talking about two echitimses. One is that you cut and you roast it, and that's not called dimakulis because it's one, not one piece. And the second way is that l'olimah was not cut, but part of the limb was cooked. So that's already not called sli. Now, we're makbe not to have anything tzli. But the gdima kulas that the Gemara is talking about, they shouldn't have bizman hazeh, is when it's in either totally roasted and not cut. But if once it's already cut, even though it's totally roasted, or once it's not cut, but it's already partially cooked, that's not the gdima kulas that we're talking about, that we do, that we know not to have bizman hazeh, the makam shenogu not to have. If you have one piece already, that is connected, that is sholku, it's ready, not called a gans and sli. Now we are knowing not to have anything sli, not just a whole animal, not missing a limb. We don't even buy anything sli by Pesach. That's because our minig is not there for anything sli. Zog Rashi. Ezik dimakulas, that nam bem mokum shenogu, sho osu lechot sli. Ba'ave psochim, bizman hazeh b'mokum shaloi nogu, not in the place we're knowing. Rav Gamliel was knowing yes to have, but in a place that we're knowing not to have. And that's what we pass in Shulchan Aruch, in Tof Ayin Vov. That bizman hazeh, we don't need anything tzli. Even if it's not sholem, we don't need anything tzli. And Ramo is so vayt, the Ramo says, you can't even go to the store and say, I want to be koin a bosel of Pesach. If you say, I want to buy a bosel of Pesach, it's like I'm eating kochim b'chutz. Bosel of Pesach, it's like there's no base of mikdosh. Why are you eating b'chutz? Zog Rashi, ke'echod, only when it's in one whole piece. The domi le'Pesach, it looks like oichel kochim b'chutz l'oretz. And that's why we're knowing, like Ramos says, we don't even say, bosel zeh l'Pesach. Nishlak miboyer zok drashi kasak dat nechtak vode nishlak umishosha chotchoy konitzas esulah avim mekulus. It's not mekulus. Mekulus over here means whole. Right before we said mekulus was drashi tais helmet. Here it seems like the mekulus is the whole thing. So once you cut it, it's not mekulus. And the Gemara answers two different cases: either cut and roasted, or whole and part of it is cooked. That already is not a problem of gedim mekulus. We'll stop over here. New Gemara. Hi, Mul Yaisa Shaya. But it's a whole sugi and dam. We'll do that tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem.